very interesting conversation.
Adventure time. Come on, grab your friends. Time to take the distant land. Take the dog and Finn the human. Fun, it never ends. Adventure time.
That's right. That's right. My pseudo child is awesome.
So
what, doing the politics thing. So what's everyone being for Halloween, by the way?
My idea right now is Bankman.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like doing the obscure characters because then it usually guarantees that there won't be like 50 other people dressed up at it when I go out.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a costume picked out yet.
You should go as Batman.
Well, the thing is, Belle's going to be Batgirl. And Nicole's hand-making her costume. It's going to be badass. I wanted to be Jareth from Labyrinth, but that requires a lot of work and money.
You could be John Cena, get like a pink shirt, a pink armband, a pink hat.
I'm going to suck all my dicks.
Walk around all night saying, you can't see me, but give me candy anyhow.
The example I was given, a suggestion was that I should be Javert. Because he's the best character in Les Mis. But that's probably not happening either. So I'm probably just going to dress as the Doctor again.
There you go. When in doubt, always trust the Doctor.
No,
so how do we
I'm sorry, I had a thing there.
Do we want to just go through and create a presidential cabinet, or do we actually want to create an actual party, or...
God. So,
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty big, category of topic to just, roll out
this
with no...
This is
going to
be one of those episodes, isn't it?
talking about CM Punk again, aren't we?
the way I was thinking about it was really, it's just there's a debate on tonight, so we should do something political. I don't want to do an actual political podcast because that's just way too many headaches involved.
Yeah, you'll just anger a lot of people and involve me and Ashley yelling about things too much.
Yeah, so I figured this would be the next
God
best
help me,
thing.
I'd be the same, I'd be the one just going, please don't, okay. Yep, that's okay.
Biden is my boy.
This is not going to end well.
No, it's not. I don't think it's going to be so much that. I don't think it's going to be so much that we're going to argue. It's that people who listen to it, who have opposing views, or people who believe in the multiverse of rape.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
We could always talk about how you trapped me in the multiverse after your reboot.
I figured, let's see, we could do president, vice president, and then there's a couple of, I think, department heads that would work, or cabinet positions, like Department of Agriculture, I think is obviously Poison Ivy.
I guess we could all do all of us just, we should all rotate between the four of us to figure out what would be our dream cabinet.
You see, the problem with that, and I think that was the ideal way to go, is that we're doing this at the last moment. If I thought about this idea before 5 minutes before we started recording, we could have done that and everybody came up with this.
I mean, we could just discuss who we would have in a cabinet rather than just us. I mean, I don't know, just kind of rotate out between the four of us. What would be our sort of dream cabinet or whatever?
Well, let's do it now. Pick four. Say how many positions we want to fill per thing. Say five. Five positions.
Does that count, president and vice president?
Yeah, we'll say that's including president and vice president. Five positions total. That'll make it.
Okay.
It won't be super complicated. And then we can have president, VP, secretary of state. State Secretary of Defense, and I don't know. What's a good fifth one?
Homeland.
Attorney General.
Ooh, yeah.
Because Homeland Security would fall under kind of the same thing as defense.
Fair enough.
All right.
Oh,
so There you go. Booyah.
Okay. So, I think we asked Ashley here.
She was getting her Chinese food, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we want to wait for her to come back, or do we want to start? Or do
we can wait for her to come back. I mean, she should be pretty... Shouldn't be too long.
Do you want to offer any suggestions as to yours, Nicole? Any fictional characters who you'd have for your president, vice president, secretary of state, secretary of defense, and attorney general? Okay, well, you're going to have to list of five.
Could always do
she already told me her president, so.
Batman?
No.
Oh, God.
That's not even mine, actually.
I wouldn't pick Batman either. I was going to put, I'm not going to trust a man to be president who won't show his face.
No, or do they have to be American citizens? Are we going to be putting that role in there?
Well, I mean, since they're already fictional characters, I don't really
I know, because one time I did this on Twitter, and I had people going, they're not an American citizen. I don't care. These are fictional characters.
Yeah, I think that's really just being stupid at that point.
I was just making sure, because it was funny, I had people, like, instead of being amused, they were going, well, that's not an American citizen. Who cares?
Would Clark Kent come as an American citizen? Because nobody
knows
he's a...
Dude, who wouldn't want to vote Superman for president? They would
Superman, I can understand, because he's clearly an alien, but Clark Kent, you don't actually know is an alien.
Exactly. They would, but, you know, if they said the words, Superman's up for president, like, in the old DCU, anyway, they would have been like, Superman for president? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Superman for president.
Except for that one time when he renounces American citizenship.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Fox News is douchebags, so. Let's see. President. Who would be a good president?
Did they ever do anything with that?
Nope.
No, because it pretty much came right about that time period when the New 52 was kicking in the high gear. And once after a few months, it's like, oh, that never happened anyway, so. Let's see.
I need one more.
Should I do my serious candidates, or should I do my that shit insane candidate idea?
I assume that you also want to live in this country, so you probably want people that you actually want in office.
Okay, fine, I won't go with my insanity defense. There goes my Howard the Duck Deadpool running.
I came back to Howard the Duck and Deadpool. What the fuck?
That was my presidential. I actually asked if I should do the serious one or should I do the joke one? Because my joke one is our president and vice president. Actually, Deadpool make a killer Secretary of Defense, but he'd just be batshit insane and just want to blow up everything.
So he would be a Republican.
No, he'd just want to shoot everything because he's Deadpool.
So again, a Republican.
I don't know what Deadpool is. Deadpool just wants to kill things.
Deadpool's like
Dick Cheney
with whimsy.
Shit, he's just being... Oh, God. That idea. That's
Dick Cheney with whimsy.
The president.
That idea. Oh, God.
See, this is the type of stuff that would probably get
actually,
in trouble.
I did this on Twitter.
That's fluctuating, so I'm not sure about that.
Someone said, no way on Nick Fury. Nick Fury just blew up everything. Nick Fury would start wars everywhere.
Ooh, I like that one. Okay. I'm good.
Are we all good to go?
Hold on.
Give me a minute.
That's a better one. Okay, I'm good now. Oh, I'm going to have to justify this. Damn it. I think of stuff, I'm like, oh, I really like that. Now I have to think of a reason for it.
I don't have a president or vice president yet.
Yeah, God help me. I'm gonna do the insane cabinet, and let's see how batshit insane people go. What the fuck are you on, Wes? But I'm on. You know what I'm on? I played a whole shit ton of Fix It Felix today. That's what I'm on. I played a whole shit ton of video games.
By the way, do you want to put a no duplicates rule, or do we want to not?
Yeah.
I assume we weren't going to have any duplicates. 35.
Now, let's think of some backups then. Okay.
Yeah, but you're. Okay, so Attorney General. does what again? I don't know politics.
Does some law stuff.
Yeah, it is a few
law
age,
stuff.
But he,
yeah, law yeah. stuff.
Okay, that makes that easy.
We're all going to have a She-Hulk and Daredevil, huh?
Nope.
Damn it!
Okay, that's secretary.
Let me mark that off.
Let me mark that off. Actually, you know who would be a... Hang on, I actually got a cool idea for who would be a fun attorney general. I have to look up the name really fast, but I remember the name pretty much.
I can remember the name.
Yes. Yes. Hell yes.
Right, I'm good now.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, are we good?
I got a pretty good idea who I would. Hang on, I can pretty much.
Go, so.
Okay.
Eight.
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks. We've taken another week vacation. It's just been a really hectic past 2 months for everybody involved, and by the time we get around to it, everybody's schedule's all messed up. But we're here today to celebrate the United States presidential debate between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, but since we actually don't want to talk about politics here, we're going to go the other route and talk about a fictional political system. But before we get there, let's introduce our cabinet for this week. We have Wesley.
Yellow, I'm still working on my candidates.
So you, damn it, I want to make a Mitt Romney joke, but I really don't want to make this too partisan.
No, I am not freaking Mitt Romney. No.
Hell
no. No, bro, I will go to New York and I will smack you. I don't care. I don't know where you, but I'd find you and I'd smack you.
I was actually working off
Neeson on us.
I Liam Neeson Taken 1 because I'm not going with a Taken 2, but I'm going Taken 1 Liam Neeson. Because I'll go with A Team Liam Neeson because he flew a freaking tank.
Fair enough. We have Ashley.
I would just like to mention that I have spent the past 2 months training for my challenge, which has still continued to go unanswered. Katy Perry, come on. You and me, Royal Rumble 2013. What the hell are you waiting for? I'm just waiting. I'm here. You can find me on Google. Hi.
And we have Nicholas.
I have all the plans I need that can solve all the problems of this country. I'm not going to tell you what they are, nor am I going to get in this business, but you're just going to have to trust me. Vote for me, America. Ding! That was the wink on my smile.
Again, I really don't want to get into this because it's going to... But yes, we're going to... And the way this podcast is going to work is that we've picked 5 positions to fill, and we're all going to pick it. We have president, vice president, secretary of state, secretary of defense, and the attorney general. So we're going to go around the table, starting with the attorney general, and get everybody's pick and why. So let's start off with attorney general, and let's go with Wesley.
Actually, that one, this was interesting, because before we started up here, because we were discussing either who would be attorney general, and Earl, you posted like, so our so pretty much, like, it's basically like the joke was, oh, so are we going to have She-Hulk or Matt or Daredevil? In which I responded pretty much, damn it. But then I managed to think of someone I don't think people might not think about. Kate Spencer, Manhunter.
Ooh, nice one.
I like that one. Because I love the series. And think about this. One, Kate Spencer on Criminals. You know how she handles criminals. She handles criminals quite... brutally. And she and pretty much, so you know, she'd be tough on crime. She wouldn't screw around. People start cutting crap, she'd be like, uh-uh.
She pulls out a sword.
She pulls out a dang sword. She pulls out her dang staff. She also pulls out whatever other weapons she has in her arsenal. Because she's Manhunter. Manhunter for Attorney General.
Manhunter for Attorney General.
I would totally be so happy with that.
That's how you get stuff done.
Yeah. You put the fear of Manhunter into them.
What about you, Ashley? Who would be your Attorney General?
Data.
Fair enough. Star Trek, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Star Trek The Next Generation, Data. I mean, he has, like, entire legal libraries in his head, and he's not going to be swayed necessarily by emotion. So he's not going to try and legislate based on, you know, touchy-feely crap. He can be totally impartial.
Okay.
I like that one.
Justice should be blind, and a robot works.
No, if it were blind, it would be Geordi. Keep up.
Oh, that was a good one.
Nicholas?
I picked two for each one because I wanted to have backups in case someone picks someone I'm really high on. In this case, I went with Sherlock.
That's a good one, another analytical thinker.
He could argue anybody out of anything, because he's Sherlock, and he's awesome. Specifically the Stephen Moffat Sherlock, because, duh.
You don't like Artie Chase? Okay.
I don't think I have to justify that anymore.
No, you're good. You win. That's a good one.
Fair enough. I kind of took Wesley's idea, and I took the idea of somebody who's actually well trained in the law, and I went with Harvey Dent, Two-Face.
Yes! Oh, yes!
I thought of that, but I was like, I don't know, that seems like it would be a poor decision, him being a villain and all.
Well, I mean, but we usually glorify lawyers and attorneys as civilians in most things anyhow. But, I mean, again, as a guy who doesn't, he's not even swayed by the facts. He believes in the cold, hard truth that luck is everything.
Yeah.
So you have a 50-50 shot, not matter your race, your orientation, your gender, it's 50-50 for everybody. So it's a fair odds across the board, and he will get stuff done. Except probably on the second day of the month and stuff like that, when he gets obsessive compulsive and all that other fancy stuff.
Since I know no one's going to choose this for any other position, my backup was Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Yes.
Because he would win every case through the art of dramatic pointing.
Objection! Yeah. Give me a second. I'll be right back. Mm.
So, guys, how's it going?
Good.
All right.
Let's get it.
Hey, Peter Griffin got a mustache. Oh, no!
I'm an eco egg. I'm an egg doll.
I didn't catch the ball in the cup. Oh, but it's all right. The ball is attached to a string, which is attached to a cup. So I can try again.
Everybody, I'm May You Be. May You Be. Look at me. I may be. Oops, I tongue myself. Mayor B is my favorite character on Family Guy ever. And since they can never top that, I've decided to never watch the show again.
They really can't top him. But I'm gonna eat those little legs. I mean, it's where, like, at one point I used to have someone I worked with that one. He's like, oh no, oh no.
I say that all the time.
Okay, I'm back. Why are we quoting Family Guy?
He left us alone, then he started
you
talking.
You left us alone. What do you expect?
What do you think? Yeah, you should consider yourself lucky I didn't start just doing Dane voices.
So, I apologize for that. Moving on, we're going to name our Secretary of Defense, and we're going to start off with Ashley this time.
You might notice a slight theme coming up here, guys. Worf.
See, that's a good one. If anyone knows about defense, it's a Klingon.
Well, yeah, and I mean, he's going to be very aware of honor in a fight, so he's not just going to run and start fights willy. You can say willy-nilly in reference to Worf, which you really probably shouldn't. But the fact is that, I mean, he is a man, a Klingon man, who would be good at that. He's a man, a Klingon man.
There's a man. A Klingon man.
A Maya.
You can be sure from the core that you always have. Who's this one? Who's Flavin's son? And why his action has attraction magnets on the... I'm sorry, I just wanted the White Stripes song.
It's okay. There need to be more songs. There need to be more songs about Klingons. Because the only one I can think of is the rap song that involves his head is the only thing ridged for her pleasure.
I don't like that.
It's talking about his penis.
I don't like it.
What about you, Nikias? Who do you have for defense?
Well, duh. I mean, come on. Who's the best? Batman.
Who would you pick
to defend the country from anything? Batman. Because anything anybody could come up with to attack the USA, he'd be like, I thought of that 3 weeks ago, motherfucker.
The problem is he's also thought of that, which probably makes him the worst enemy as well.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't want him to not be Secretary.
That's true, but I mean, we've seen that he kind of goes overboard in those in that regard. We've seen OMAC and we've seen Tower of Babel.
Yeah, you see that? Imagine with him having the resources of the United States government behind him.
Yeah, that's what's scary about it.
Heck yeah, man. Police state, but everything's bat-shaped. So basically, like Kingdom Come, but the whole country.
I'm taking the Oval Office. Also, it's now shaped like the bat.
Mr. Wayne, are you trying to tell us something? Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's it. Would he be Batman?
Don't make me get my kryptonite ring up in this bitch.
Would he be Batman or would he be Bruce Wayne?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Did you just say yes?
God.
No one can be sure who's going to show up that day.
Okay. I kind of went with Nicholas's idea, but I picked Tony Stark Iron Man because he's also huge in the defense.
He was actually my backup.
Nice!
There you go.
Herman was in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D., so that does work.
Yeah, he also has experience, and he tends to do it with unmanned stuff, so, you know, you kind of save civilian lives and military. You can cut funding as well. So, yeah, Iron Man, Tony Stark's a good pick for that. He can also double for the energy department.
He actually was Secretary of Defense in the comics.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. He was like secretary. I think he was Secretary of Defense / in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like he was Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they actually had the period where the comic was called Iron Man Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Wow, that was like a continuity alert mixed in with a nerd-tacular glory right there, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess
Iron Man Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. is better than other types you could have, like Iron Man wash. Laundry.
Iron Man.
Are you
going to
meow me and not come in? Come in, you jerk. Come on, get in the house. I will close the door on your head.
Iron Man,
God,
trainer of cats.
Get in. All right, don't meow me then, you jerk.
While he's fighting with the cat.
He's outside howling to let him in. I open the door and he just stands there, like, looking in. All right, fine, screw you. Stay out in the cold. I don't care, stupid cat.
Who did you pick, Rishi?
I actually decided to go with the person who might blow up the country being Nick Fury.
Very nice.
Nick Fury and Secretary of Defense would be freaking badass. Come on. Who wouldn't want Nick freaking Fury as Secretary of Defense? Because, one, dude knows war. Two, dude is a director of S.H.I.E.L.D. at one point or another. And three, he's Nick Fury. He's the best friend of Captain America. And you know he'd be pretty badass, honestly. I would like to have Nick Fury as my Secretary of Defense.
I was going to say, I think that most of us focus on Secretary on Defense of being like the offensive-minded kind of megalomaniacs who will probably take their powers to...
If you want peace, you must prepare for war.
Batman's all about defense. He's not attacking anyone. He's just making sure when you attack him, he knows what's coming.
Nick Fury could also be defensive too. But if you had to put him on that situation where country was shot stone down, Nick Fury could handle that too. He can be a very stealthy kind of guy.
And I'm sure there's some kind of old Klingon saying about defense somewhere.
Somewhere, I bet there is.
There's got to be. If there's not, I made one up.
Go for it. I like it.
That wasn't Klingon. That was me clearing
there
my throat.
There you go.
Okay.
Close enough. It works. It works like wonderful.
I think next up we have Secretary of State. And Nebius can kick us off there.
Captain Kirk. Because when you want Secretary of State, when you want someone who's taking care of affairs of state, whether it's at home or abroad, you want someone who's going to go in with his fist raised. Right? I mean, that's the way we got to roll.
Okay, I make gosh you for most of that, and I heard the last sentence.
Okay, so when you want someone handling affairs of state, whether at home or abroad, someone's up in his car.
Captain Kirk definitely handle affairs, that's for sure.
And he can also deal with people.
He can very much deal with people.
Are we talking original series?
Very, very much.
Kirk,
he's very good.
Are we talking Abrams movie, Kirk?
Hold on, I have to log in on my phone because this computer is acting weird. Give me 2 minutes.
You have
come
one.
Come and knock on my door. We've been waiting for you. Something, something, Three's Companies, too. Ba-da, ba-da.
Da-da-doo.
By the way, and now we're waiting for Nick. That was fun.
Right, where love is
I
hers
am actually
fighting
my
breath.
So what time is this astro debate on? Is it 9?
9.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that. It's like, oh, God. It's like last week's debate, we call it Joe Biden going, Paul Ryan. Nuh-uh. No.
Well, the best summation I saw is the one GIF that I posted to my Tumblr, which is Biden's face zooming in on itself repeatedly with the word malarkey.
And then, you know, that's going to bring a word back out. That's going to bring that word back into fashion. But I honestly don't know many people.
Oh, and that word. That word should come back.
I'm going to have a Joe Biden song and bring a malarkey back. But yeah, I will.
Earl, make sure you call Nicholas.
Oh.
But he's telling you to call him maybe.
Maybe.
So yeah, he's just got now come now. No. Oh,
he just popped in.
Sorry, what?
Well, welcome back. We're just singing Call You Ray.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, I just made that joke. What have I come? What have I turned into?
What has come?
I've become everything that I hate.
Right, so leave it off, Captain Kirk. Yeah,
you were talking about Captain Kirk, and I think Ashley asked if you meant original Kirk or new recipe Kirk.
Original Kirk. Yeah. Movie Kirk sucks.
I don't think movie Kirk sucks, but I don't think anything compares to original Kirk. That chin's way too defined for me. Who is... Oh, Wesley, you're up.
And Secretary of State, I actually got a chance to think about this one a minute. I actually just thought about Professor X as being a Secretary of State. Because imagine any crap would go, any how he would handle it with his. So like he could just basically go, "You don't want to start a war, do you? No, you don't want to bother people. No." Suddenly, somehow whoever the president is just has just pretty much managed to create world peace and by just sending Professor X around the freaking world. In everyone's mind. That would actually be pretty awesome. I like that one. I actually do like that one quite a bit.
I like how you're trying to.
Just wait till I get to my joke people, by the way. Because I actually have joke candidates I could put in for when we get if we get to that one, because oh god. But Professor X, that was one I actually thought, yeah, he would be an awesome. I don't think he would be president. I think he would rather just be Secretary of State. I think he'd rather just be in like
position. You can probably guess who it is.
Who went bye bye? We lost Wesley. I have no idea if this is going to be any better, but it can't get any worse. But you're the one here, aren't you? And ay, caramba.
Ay, caramba. And actually, I'm whirring dots. And Nicholas just got disconnected.
Nice. Maybe he's trying to reset.
Okay, no. Get Ash back, and Nicholas is
hopefully. Okay, here we go. Is Ashley back?
Oh, yeah. Sort
of. Okay.
Yay!
Let's see if this works any better. Okay, so for like the 15th time, Wesley, why did you pick Professor X again?
X, and telepathy can read minds, make people happy. Okay, cool. That's the slimmed down version because I think I said I gave them a detailed reason in a before we got disconnected two other times before.
That's always fun. Ashley, who is your Secretary of State?
Counselor Deanna Troi.
I'm sorry.
Who did you say?
I said Counselor Deanna Troi.
I have that reaction
Good, we didn't get this. It's like 1 second, and then, oh, we're back.
Yeah, she's trying to explain her choice.
I didn't get to hear it because I got disconnected for like 1 second.
Deanna Troi.
Because
she's going to be settling peace, and I think having a certain amount of empathy in that situation would help. You know, we'll see both sides of the situation and discuss them with both sides.
Fair enough. Did we lose somebody again?
I think we lost Nick to the different context.
We lost Nick.
This is going to
yeah,
be fun.
Actually, I honestly did not even hear who you said initially because you kind of got a little cut off garbly goop.
I'm going to poke Nick with a pen and see if it helps him come back.
I think he's back now.
Yeah, I'm back. You had a choice.
Okay, now he's like a robot. I don't know if he's doing that or if that's the connection. Uh-huh. And there we go again.
Anybody? Hello?
I'll have you know you're cutting out again on my end. I think that's just the computer telling me how wrong you are.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hello?
Is anybody here?
Ground control. Nerds on the rocks.
This.
Ground control to bay.
I can't understand a word you
men
just said. I think it's because you're a woman. I'm kidding. That's just, don't hurt me. Please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, Ashley. I don't want to die.
Oh, God. And we are sweaty now. Skype is just being super duper delightful today.
Yes, and you know what? I wonder if it's to do with the debate. I wonder if a lot of people are using Skype at the same time for something.
I guess that's a possibility. It seems odd. But isn't it peer-to-peer and not server-based?
I don't know.
Okay.
But your face is server-based.
Burn. But we can hear this conversation perfectly fine.
Holy crap! I can hear you! Oh, glory, hallelujah.
It's because we diverted the power from the shields. Hello.
I think everybody has said their Secretary of State except for me, right?
I just had Jordy run it backwards with the engines, and there was something involving the Borg, and that's why it's working again.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's working again. My Secretary of State would be Steve Rogers. Just because I think he seems like a very diplomatic man who doesn't use his fist to solve all his problems. And, you know, people respect and honor his service in the war. And nobody's hearing me.
Sorry, you cut off at the beginning of it. My end, anyway.
I said I picked Steve Rogers, Captain America.
I didn't hear you at the beginning, anyway. Cool.
Okay.
Well,
I messed up a little bit. Damn you, Laurel. But okay.
But it's really hard to respond when you can hardly hear a person saying something.
I know, right?
And there we go again.
Yeah, somebody lost somebody because I can't hear any.
We also and Ash.
I don't know who it is, but someone when they're on, you hear just I'm like, oh, we're in space. It just sounds like we're in space when that happens.
I don't hear that, so maybe it's me.
No, because I don't hear it. I think it's actually Wesley, I'm not sure who.
Oh, I don't hear it, so that's...
Are we back?
We're back again.
Very cool.
Like, we're just going to edit this podcast. We're going to edit this podcast where it's not us talking. It's just going to be every time you get interrupted in the conversation that happens in between that.
And then, and at some point when you leave us alone, we start talking like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
Hi.
That's nice.
Hi, Nick. This hi.
I think people will be entertained by us talking like family time for like an hour.
Just
doing the boys' ideas.
I was about to say, I don't think people are entertained by family age. So, but yeah, are we all back again?
That boy actually
The usual appeal of people who've been entertained by that.
Okay, so now we're up. I think that we're up to five.
I'm mostly hearing purple trampled signal.
Oh, that's never fun.
Hello.
Down.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Yay. And then Wesley starts breaking up.
I'm still here.
My brain is like... When I was a young boy, father took me into the city to see a fight.
Ay, caramba. Are we good? At this point, I mean, it's like, I'm very just tempted to have like, the parts where we get disconnected. But are we here? Can we hear each other? Yes, no, maybe so.
Can I hear everybody?
Okay.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay, so we're up to vice presidential candidates then. And I think we're back to...
Yeah.
Wesley, starting first, who is your vice president?
You know, I've been going back and forth on vice president, and I could not figure out a decent one to compliment. But this will actually make sense once you hear my who will probably be my presidential candidate. As a vice presidential candidate. The strangest vice presidential candidate of just the dude who works well with who might be my president. Which actually makes sense to me a while to figure out who would be a good compliment to this president. And much very logical, unemotional, and pretty much nice to and pretty much what to who's going to be my president.
I don't know what he said.
I get a bad feeling only if you didn't. Can you hear me?
Does anybody know who Wes said?
He hasn't picked yet. He's going through the process of how he's going to pick his vice
president. I can't hear anybody.
Oh, this is amazing.
Manhattan. That's who I said would be my vice president. He actually compliments who I'm going to have. I'm going to have as my presidential candidate.
Who?
What?
I think we should give up on this podcast and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that if you folks are free that we can try again tomorrow. Because I really don't know what's going on with this connection.
Yeah, because right now we have a lyrics accessible on my Skype messages and...
We have a meta podcast going on that nobody
knows. We have another podcast happening here. I mean, it'd be an entertaining podcast alone, Earl. We just randomly just had our random moments of us being disconnected. What happens when nerds get disconnected?
Behind the scenes, but yeah.
Apparently, when we get disconnected, Nick and I just start typing out My Chemical Romance.
Yep, that's My Chemical Romance.
And
no one responded to my timely and justified Manchester World. So I switched back.
So you knew I was going to jump in on my chem.
Yeah, I did.
I was going to say, I think the most random conversations are perfectly fine for everybody to hear. When we actually try to record something, it's like, no, you can't do that.
Well, maybe it's the random shit that really had meaning.
That could very well be true. But it's not up to Skype to decide what has and doesn't have meaning for us. Boo, Skype.
Maybe.
It has meaning in all.
You shouldn't build the houses. You should build the land.
And now everybody goes by again.
She's gone dead, lost our
Yay. So if you folks want to try again tomorrow or something, and it gives us a better chance to actually...
Yeah, I'm available tomorrow.
I'm not sure what time I'm going to be available tomorrow because I have to go to a school with a person because she has to shoot photography things.
Okay.
Yeah. But and I have to do the robot show through my phone somehow, so that'll be adventure.
I will be around in the evening once I get back from the gym.
Okay. I have to say, if not, we can just do like a short thing and add it to the end of this one.
I had an idea, actually, for when we finally do Star Trek one.
Yeah.
They suggested that you want to invite the Beef guys to maybe be on it with us.
Sure.
Yes.
We'd have to.
The Star Trek episode is going to be the episode where the only one I know Star Trek Next Generation really well because I watched a whole lot of that. DS9 I know fairly well, and it's like Voyager. I kind of got cut off near that. You're like a midpoint because
let's be honest. We're going to be talking about original series, the next gen, and the reboot. We're not talking about the other
stuff.
Okay. Good. I'm good on original. I'm good on next gen. I'm good on the reboot. So, yeah.
DS9. And the reason that I laugh about this is with Doc right after college, and we were both unemployed sitting on the couch watching Star Trek for about the Star Enterprise.
Okay, so I'm going to skip that out because I can't hear anything anymore.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing. Sorry.
And I could never show up, so fuck them.
Hopefully we'll figure this thing out tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe it is the debate. Who knows? I'll speak to you folks tomorrow.
Guys,
it's not all right, guys. Thank
you.
Yeah.
Peace out. Yeah.